The Kansas Department for Children and Families announced on Monday, January 27th, that the 2025 application period for Sunbucks is now open. And Sunbucks, previously called Summer EBT in Kansas, is a federal program administered by the Department for Children and Families that provides a one-time benefit of $120 per year for each eligible school-aged child to help offset the cost of groceries over the summer. Many families will automatically get the Sunbucks benefit without needing to apply. Households with an eligible child who can be identified by the Department for Children and Families will receive a letter from the Department for Children and Families in January notifying them that their child is eligible for Sunbucks. Sunbucks benefits will be added to an existing household Kansas benefits card, also known as an EBT card, or loaded onto a Kansas benefits card and mailed to their home in April. If a household did not receive a letter from the DCF in January regarding Sunbucks eligibility and they believe their child is eligible, they will need to apply. Sunbucks applications will be accepted starting Monday, January 27th through 5 p.m. on Friday, August 29th. Families will need to use their existing DCF self-service account or create an account to apply through the Department for Children and Families online service portal at dcfapp.kees.ks.gov, and benefits will be issued beginning in April 2025. Children in the custody of the Department for Children and Families secretary and enrolled in a Kansas school are eligible for Sunbucks, and relatives, non-related kin, and foster homes will need to submit a Sunbucks application for children in their care after April 1st to ensure the benefit is issued to the correct address. For any application submitted after April 1st, Sunbucks benefits will be issued once the child has been determined eligible. In 2024, the Sunbucks program provided more than $15 million in benefits to 127,202 Kansas children. To learn more about Sunbucks and the eligibility, you can visit sunbucks.dcf.ks.gov. The Kansas 988 Coordinating Council released data for the 988 Lifeline in the state, and the council created the report for the 2025 Kansas Legislature with support from the Kansas Health Institute. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, or 988 Lifeline, was started in 2022 to create a shift in how the U.S. addresses behavioral health crises. 988 offers 24/7 access to trained crisis counselors who help people experiencing mental health-related distress, including thoughts of suicide, mental health or substance use crisis, and or any other kind of emotional distress. Kansas has 5 centers handling calls, and the findings in Kansas from the data collected includes that the 988 Lifeline in Kansas experienced growth in call volume and infrastructure during year 2. Kansas call centers handled 25,432 calls, averaging 2,119 per month. Text and chat services saw a more than 45% increase from the previous year, with 13,644 texts and chats routed, averaging 1,139 monthly texts or chats. In year 2, Kansas saw a slight drop in the percentage of calls answered in the state. Between August 2023 and July 2024, Kansas answered 88.5% of its 988 calls on average, falling just short of the national and state goal of 90%, and last year's average of 90.3%. The in-state answer rate fluctuated between 85% and 91% throughout the year. Chat and text services showed different answer patterns from call services, with in-state rates around 45% for chats and 51% for texts in July 2024, and the data indicated higher call volumes during the summer months. If you or someone you know is in crisis, call, text, or chat to the number 988 for help. Governor Kelly recently announced that the Kansas Office of Broadband Development began accepting applications on February 3rd for funding from the National Telecommunications Information and Administration, or NTIA, Digital Equity Capacity Grant Program, and there will be a total of $8.2 million in funding. The program promotes partnerships to enhance digital opportunity efforts and expand workforce skills, education, and other resources. And while applicants are encouraged to develop new and innovative strategies, the program targets projects in areas that include digital skills, device distribution programs, online access to health and mental wellness services, and access to affordable broadband service. Applications are open now until April 3rd, and eligible entities that are encouraged to apply include community organizations, educational institutions, tribal nations, and local government agencies. To learn more about the efforts at the Kansas Office of Broadband Development, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/Office of Broadband Development. In Nebraska news, 28-year-old Carney Metcalf has been charged in Hall County Court with DUI, child abuse, and transporting a child while intoxicated after Hall County deputies said she drove 3.5 times the legal drinking limit with her kids inside the vehicle before crashing into the Platte River. According to the arrest affidavit, at around 9:30 p.m. on Sunday, Hall County Sheriff's deputies received a report of a vehicle traveling northbound in the southbound lane in the area of Highway 281 and Pine Street in Donovan. Court records showed that the deputies later found a 2013 Kia Optima driven by Metcalf in the Platte River just north of Interstate 80 and Highway 281 between the north and southbound lanes. Deputies said Metcalf was standing in the water by the vehicle and the two children had to be rescued from the vehicle. Deputies said damage to the vehicle indicated Metcalf was driving recklessly at a high rate of speed when she struck a concrete retaining wall, which caused the vehicle to go into the river. Metcalf and the two children were transported to CHI Health St. Francis, where they were treated and released. And while there, a preliminary breath test determined that Metcalf had a blood alcohol level of 0.280, which is 3.5 times the legal limit. She was treated and released. She was later arrested, and court records show Metcalf posted 10% of a $5,000 bond to be released from jail. Her next court date was scheduled for March 5th. Smoky Hills PBS has announced the return of the Kansas legislature, which will be premiering tomorrow, Friday, February 7th at 7 p.m. This live interactive program serves as a vital platform for Kansas residents to engage directly with their state legislators, fostering insightful discussions on key legislative issues. Les Kinderconnect, the Smoky Hills PBS senior producer and director, said the Kansas legislature is an essential resource for staying informed on politics that impact Kansas communities. And this program not only keeps Kansans updated on legislative matters, but also encourages civic participation by providing direct access to lawmakers. Smoky Hills PBS is also inviting Kansas classrooms to submit questions for legislators, and this initiative aims to engage students in the legislative process and promote civic education. Educators and students can send their questions to thekslegshptv.org. Becky Kaiser, the news reporter for Hays Post and Eagle Radio, has been named the moderator for the 2025 season of the Kansas Legislature, and 2 or 3 legislators will join her during each show. Tomorrow, Friday, February 7th, the show will feature Representative Ken Rogers of Agra, Representative Clark Sanders of Salina, Senator Tori Marie Blue of Great Bend, and Senator Rick Billinger of Goodland. The 2025 Kansas Legislature is made possible by a partnership with the Docking Institute of Public Affairs at Fort Hays State University.